One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the essence of Christianity.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, God is love. Amen. He is love. I know he's a consuming fire, but I have not seen any daddy yet that wants to consume his children. So this father will not consume his children. Amen. So don't think about God as a consuming fire, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. He is a man of war, but he doesn't fight his wars in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to share something beautiful with you, and especially at this time where you need it the most. We're looking at the essence of Christianity. Christianity, the essence of it. Life in Christ is more than a collection of knowledge. Life in Christ is much more than the wisdom of this world. Life in Christ is more than a feeling, more than a good feeling, no matter how good it is. Life in Christ is greater than hoping one day everything will be all right. Life in Christ is much more than religion. Life in Christ is something you can prove, something tangible. It is real. Hallelujah. No assumptions. In all religions, there are a lot of assumptions. They assume many things. They assume that the guy who brought that religion has gone to the good place. The Buddhists hope that Buddha has gone to heaven. They hope so. Hallelujah. They hope he's gone there. But Buddha, when he was dying, he said, I'm still searching the truth. And the Buddhists know that. He said so. Jesus said, I am the truth. The very truth Buddha was searching for. So in all religions, they have a lot of assumptions. So coming to Christianity, don't settle for an assumption. Do you have convictions? What makes one Christian different from another has a lot to do with convictions. What are your convictions? Do you have any? Do you have convictions that have so affected your life? That have so affected? If you have convictions, convictions are powerful things. Convictions are forces. They are powerful. But there's nothing as deadening as a Christian without convictions. Nothing as deadening. Nothing as sickening as a Christian without convictions. Do you have convictions? Convictions are compelling forces. When you get to that point where you have convictions, there's no going back. No going back. That's what makes some of us tick. You understand? That's what makes us do the things we do. Convictions. Strong convictions. A man with a conviction will defeat anybody, no matter how strong and big, without convictions. I was not a very good fighter physically as a young boy. I'll tell you why. One day, you know, friends fight a lot, especially as children. They fight a lot. They settle again, and then they fight again, and then they're best of friends, they fight again. And so I had a friend of mine, and we challenged each other. And we were both walking together to the place where we were going to fight. Isn't that wonderful? We were so angry, so mad at each other. We said we were going to fight. We were going together to a hidden area. We used to call it the third field when we were in school. There was the first field, there was the second one, and then there was the third one. Now that third one, you hardly had people there. So we said that's where we're going to fight. Because we didn't want anybody to separate us. We were going to fight to the death. And so we were going. But all the time I was hoping somebody would come by. My God. Yeah, I'm just telling you the truth. In my mind, I was hoping somebody would come. Why did I agree to this? But you see, the pride was too much. We had to go. I was on my way. Then we got there and faced each other. And he started out. He pushed me and I pushed him. And while I was pushing him, I was hoping, oh God, would you get somebody this way quick? I want to tell you why. You see, that guy, thank God somebody came. Ah. I want to tell you why I was happy somebody came, because somebody came, thank God. Because he would have beaten me. Now, I want to tell you why he would have beaten me. And this is the point. Not because he was stronger than I, but he was more wicked. See, I didn't have the heart to hit somebody hard and make him feel it. But he was wicked enough to do it. Are you getting it now? I would feel it to hit him that way. But this guy, he's ready. He's ready. He says, I'm going to give you a black eye. And boy, I'm thinking, I may say that, but I don't think I want to give you a black eye. I can't leave this place if I did that to you. Maybe I wouldn't forgive me. See? So he was ready, and he was ready to throw the punches. And I was okay. But I couldn't let them go. See, I didn't have enough stomach to let them go. See, I'm talking about convictions. Are you still there? See, a man with a conviction, a man with a conviction can defeat one that doesn't have it. No matter how strong. That's the reason why when people want to do wicked things, they go on drugs so they don't think right. They drink so they don't think right. They don't want to know what they're doing. They want to just go do. And come back and say, yeah. You know why? They really don't have it in them to do what they want to do. There's some people like that. They're criminals. But they're not as bad as they want to really be. They're doing things they shouldn't be doing. You may even be here or listening to me now. But you know in you, what you're doing is not you. You can come out. Praise the Lord. So what we're dealing with convictions here. As a Christian, you must have convictions. You must work on your convictions. You must be fully inundated with all the convictions given to us from the Holy Writ. You have to be fully driven by convictions from the Word of God.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Lekki Lovewood Arena, Lekki Road, beside Enyofuel Station, Shisco Bus Stop, Lekki Ekpe Expressway. Worship with us on Sundays, first service at 7:15 and second service at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.